And of course, we'll keep one or two tables for people who want to be in silence, and then the other table, people can speak if they want. And then in the afternoon again, we'll go back to the silence. So the theme of the day is this: in the morning, I want to look at feeling tone. And in the afternoon, I want to make the connection between the wellness, the feeling tone, and ethics. Because to me, I think this is something which interesting to me in terms of ethics, is not so much to give you regulation and guidelines, because I would say most people, most of the time, are trying to be ethical. But what I think is interesting is to look at what is it that makes us not ethical. And personally, I would say it is extremely linked to the feeling tone. So I think the first in the morning, we'll try to be aware of the feeling tones in different ways. And then in the afternoon, once we really are aware of them, then we can look into what is the connection between the feeling tones and ethics and our action. So I think that influence our action very much. So first, possibly, is there anybody in the room which is a total beginners to meditation? Okay. So what I'm going to do is, first I'm going to talk, then I'm going to do some, we're going to do some sitting meditation, and then during the walking period, then the people who feel they're really, really beginners in meditation, we can just gather here and we can have a little quick chat. So feeling tones, the first thing is maybe a little bit of definition. So the feeling tone is, you could also call it hedonic tone, you could also call it affective tone, but it is not emotion. We're not referring to emotion. We're not even referring to feelings, like feelings of sadness, or feeling of anger, or feeling of happiness. What we're referring to is actually, you have the contact through the senses, and then upon contact through the senses, with what we hear, what we see, what we think, what we taste, what we smell, physical sensation, then immediately arise a feeling tone, a very basic feeling tone of pleasant, unpleasant, and neither pleasant nor unpleasant, and so for short I'll call it neutral. And so in the Vipassana insight meditation, you have the four foundations of mindfulness. So four things to focus on, to be aware of, because this will add something to the practice and will be useful in our life. So you have mindfulness of the body. The second one is mindfulness of the feeling tone. Then you have mindfulness of the mental state. And then you have mindfulness of many different things. So what we're going to look at today is the second one. Mindfulness of the feeling tones. And the thing with feeling tones is that generally they're very light. Not all the time, but a lot of the time, they're fairly neutral. So to be aware of them is like, what am I being aware of? Where are they? It took me a long time actually to understand how to be aware of the feeling tones. Because I was sitting in meditation, nothing was happening, and I was thinking, well, where are these feeling tones? And then one day I was looking at this beautiful vista, and then I understood, contact with a beautiful vista, extremely pleasant feeling tone. So it's just, what do we feel upon the contact? And he's just trying to be, it's not analysis, it's not a list of all the feeling tones that are my experience in any given moment, because you can have different feeling tones coexisting. Pleasant one with what something you hear, unpleasant one with something, physical sensation in the body, neutral one with something else. So they kind of, at any given moment, we can have different specific feeling tones. We can also have, if there is like more of a certain time, what you would call a generalized pleasant feeling tone, or a generalized unpleasant feeling tone, or neutral. What is also very important to see with feeling tones is that, in a way, I would say they are constructive. But what I mean by that is that they are conditioned. And they're conditioned by different things, but one of the main ones is conditioned by our, you could say, past condition, historical condition. It could be like experience I have had, it could be family condition, it could be society condition, it can be many different conditions. And what I'm talking about is your immediate reaction to something. So recently I was at we had a birthday party, dinner, at a restaurant. And generally I don't eat very much, so I just asked for three very tiny little desserts. And then one, I wondered, what is that? Is it a cream? And then that gives rise to a slightly pleasant feeling tone. It's not too sweet. So I put my little spoon. First I thought it looked strange. The consistency was fairly hard, not a cream. Then I tasted it, and it was rice pudding. So, I mean, I don't like to generalize, but generally, English people, British people like rice pudding. So you would think, rice pudding. So you have a very nice, pleasant feeling tone arising. Me, it was like, wait a minute. Can I give this to in French, you know? So I finally find somebody who had pleasant feeling tone with rice pudding. So it is like, you know, you construct it over many times. A very different thing you like for many different reasons. You know, like if your family eats rice all the time, generally you get to like rice. If they eat potato all the time, you get to like potato. I mean, unless you're really something against it. So it's just to see. So you have this kind of all these past experiences which have make you like something or dislike something, basically. Or it can be conditional in terms of time. Personally, I like ice cream in the summer. If I'm really hot, I eat ice cream and I cool down. And then again, when I used to live in England, in the winter, I used to see all these people eating ice cream, and I was... So somebody sees ice cream in the winter, and they think, great, this is sweet. And me, I see it, I think, this is cold. So you see the same thing. So it's just to see that the feeling tone is not in the thing itself. The feeling tone is due to our various preconditions or condition of that moment. Or you have, and this is what is so interesting because of that construction, is that, you know, you might listen to a piece of music and your friend says, this is fantastic, and you're like, how can they like this? You know? And then what is interesting is that from how can they like this, because I don't like it, what's the matter with them? You know, like we kind of assume our taste, our feeling tone is the right one, and their feeling tone is the wrong one. There is also something going on there that we have to be a little careful of. And that's why I find the exploration of the feeling tone so fascinating, to see what arises upon contact, what arises. When we hear something, when we see something, when we hear a word, You know, if somebody said something, you know, very nice, you know, oh, you're wonderful, and I love you, and whatever, and you, but if somebody come and say, you made a mistake, I mean, immediately, kind of might have an unpleasant feeling too. Or with sensation, that's what is interesting with sensation, is that we have an unpleasant sensation, and very quickly, you know, we have quite a strong reaction to it. And so part of the practice is not saying, there is not an unpleasant sensation, and not about, I should not take a painkiller so it passes. But can I just be with it, without adding to it? Because you know what the Buddha is pointing out, is that we have a tendency to amplify around the feeling tone. So we amplify around the pleasant one. This is fantastic, I want this to continue, I want this to repeat itself. If it's unpleasant, I don't want it, it must have happened, why is this happening to me? And so we amplify in that way. And also with the neutral feeling tone. The neutral feeling tone is, I think, fascinating. And with the, I know neutral should not be fascinating, but I think neutral feeling tone, this is one of the great possible discovery of the Buddha, is that actually the neutral feeling tone is like we have a very ambiguous relationship to it, because we have a strong association with neutrality is boring, nothing is happening, not pleasant, unpleasant, this is boring, I am boring, my life is boring. And so from that you can quickly go into unpleasant. And so a nun said, as long as a pleasant feeling tone continues, it is pleasant. When it stops, it becomes unpleasant. And I think this is something, we'll talk more about it later in terms of ethics, which is very interesting to see how if we have a relatively a bit continuous for a while pleasant feeling tone, when it stops, it actually can become more unpleasant than it is, just by contrast. And I think we have to be aware of that, that sometimes there is quick shift, and then actually the quick shift amplifies from pleasant to unpleasant. Which then, this is a thing I am again very interested in, is how it can spread. So let's say you have a very pleasant experience, and then suddenly because of something else it shifts. And so it's a little confusing. I mean, you don't think about it, but it's a little confusing insofar that you are feeling so good, and then now because it shifted, you're not feeling so good anymore. I mean, you could be neutral, but actually you might quickly go into this unpleasant, but without noticing it, because you kind of still a little with the identification, this was pleasant. And then you have this unpleasant feeling tone, and you're not very aware of it, and then you find saying something nasty to somebody else who has not done anything. And you wonder about, if you're not aware of it, you just think they've really done something because you feel bad, so it must be their fault. But with awareness, if you trace back, you see they've not done anything, but it comes from over there, the swift change. And so that's why it is also important to notice the changing nature, how the feeling tones change, and what happens when they change. Because with the unpleasant feeling tone, the nun said, as long as an unpleasant feeling tone, it is unpleasant. When it stops, it can become pleasant. And so when we stop having a headache or a problem, we think, this is so nice. And you're so aware for about a week that this is so nice, and then you forget it, and you take for granted that you don't have a headache or you don't have a problem. And so it's very interesting, again, the shift there. And then she said, if we understand neutral feeling tone, it can become pleasant. If we don't understand neutral feeling tone, it can become unpleasant. And that's why the neutral is very interesting, because of that, because we can shift from it into pleasant and unpleasant. Instead of seeing possibly through the meditation that actually this is a baseline. This is actually the baseline. So we go up and we go down. But if you assume that the baseline is number 5 pleasant, you're only going to go up 5 and go down 15. So that's, I think, we have to be careful there, because often we have this assumption, my baseline should be, when actually the baseline is neutral. But it's also extremely painful if you have a baseline which is minus 5 unpleasant. And I think sometimes it happens. If we are anxious, or if we are depressed, or if there are difficulty of a very profound nature, then it's very hard to kind of go back up to the neutral. So you kind of stay down, which is very painful if it continues. So then the question is, how can I bring the baseline up? And also, in a way, to see that the baseline of neutral is also, in a way, restful. I mean, it's neutral. At least nothing bad is happening. Nothing is happening, but nothing bad. And it could be neutral, it could be restful. And then from that, we could learn, in a way that healing tone is a little bit the beginning of equanimity. It doesn't mean that we need to be in neutral all the time. I think sometimes that's something one misunderstands, that meditation is about actually staying in neutral. Equanimity is staying. Not at all. But I think the idea is more you go up, and you go back to the baseline. You go down, you go back to the baseline. So that there is, in a way, this restful baseline that you can go back to. Because you could have lots of very pleasant feeling tone, but that can be also tiring. You know, if you're number 10 pleasant for a long time, I mean, it's a shock when you come down. But also it might be tiring a little bit on the system. So seeing that actually there is also some balancing in this going up and down, and that this is life. Sometimes we have a period where for the large part we'll have a pleasant feeling tone, or a neutral one, or an unpleasant one, and to see, in a way, how can we creatively engage. That's why I would like, in a way, the day, the morning, to be how can I creatively engage with the feeling tone. And not, because I think this is what happened, we're very reacting very fast to the feeling tone. So then you at contact, then very quickly you have the feeling tone, then very quickly you go into the meaning of it, the perception of it, the commenting of it, the association with other pleasant or unpleasant feeling tone, and amplification. And so the creative engagement is first to be a little more aware of that. Because I think we generally, because you see, you have what I would say is a feeling tone. That's a basic thing. Then, if we kind of get really caught in it, then it starts, due to different conditions, then you start to have the feeling, as in sadness, anger, etc. Then this can start to intensify, and then you have like what I would call an emotion. And then often you can get what I call a disturbing emotion. So it's not saying we should not have emotion, because that's our functioning. But can we understand a little more how it happens? That a lot of the times, the anger, the sadness, etc., the happiness, comes from first the contact and then the feeling tone. And so, in a way, the idea is that through becoming more aware of it, then we can more creatively engage with it. Then there is less amplification and more, in a way, living with, I would say, the changing nature of the feeling tone, and also exploring all the different contacts, all the different feeling tones. So in terms of the practice, What I would like to suggest is actually to, I presume since most of you have done meditation before, a lot of you might be used to be aware of the breath. But just to, you can also be aware of feeling tone with the breath. So when we do the meditation on the feeling tone, generally what we want to do is associate it with one of the anchor in awareness meditation. Let's say for today, we could use the breath, the body, sensations, or sound. So the thing is, if we decide to anchor in the breath, then the awareness of the feeling tone in the meditation is not to define. We have to be careful. This is not about definition. This is neutral number two. This is pleasant number five and a half. But it's not the idea. The idea is more to be aware. Can I be aware of feeling tone? Either specifically or in general. Specifically with a specific contact, or in general sitting here. So that's for you to find out. So just to see that if you use the anchor of the breath, then so you're aware of the breath, aware of the air coming in, coming out. Here what you could be aware of is that if you're aware, if you focus on the air coming in the nostril, at the moment it will be a little cooler. What is the feeling tone of that? When the air comes out of the nostril, it's a little warmer. What's the feeling tone of that? So just trying to see, in between the cool air and the warm one, is there a slightly different feeling tone without defining it? But to know that it will be fairly neutral. Then you have being aware of the body. So being aware of the body, you can be aware of two different things in a way. You could be aware just of the sensation of contact, the air on the cheeks, the clothes on the body, the hand on each other or on the side, the buttocks on the cushion. Just to be aware of that sensation of contact. And that generally will be fairly neutral, possibly apart from the coolness of the air on the cheek. Because then, sitting here, little cool in the cheek. It was so nice at the beginning of the week. You know? And today, it would have been so nice if it had been sunny. So, you see, you have just like the coolness of the air on the cheek. What's the feeling tone of that? And then you can notice what's the feeling tone of the thought. So then we have the contact with the thought, what takes us away. And then we comment and associate and things like that. Or you can be aware of sensation. So you could have a general pleasant sensation of coolness, or an unpleasant sensation of coolness sitting here. Or you could have like specific sensation. Maybe like me at the moment, I have a little sensation in the neck, which is a tiny bit unpleasant. And we'll see how it goes through the day. It becomes more unpleasant, more neutral, or what? And then just to be aware of that. There is a sensation. Then you have the beginning of the contact with the sensation. And sometimes the feeling tone can be a little more pleasant and pleasant. And then if you stay with the sensation, with awareness, sometimes it intensifies, sometimes it becomes neutral. So again, noticing that. Does it change? If I bring awareness to the sensation, to the feeling tone, does it change? Also, does it change within itself? Because it arrives and passes away, so it changes that way. But if we have a sensation, like let's say we have an itch, and often you have an itch, and you think, oh, I'm sitting in meditation, I have this itch, I can't eat, scratch it. Oh. But if you just go to the sensation, it's interesting to see what's the feeling tone of that. And then it's gone. And as a feeling tone of that, it's totally gone, or is it still there or not? So really explore it with that. Or another thing we can focus on And so possibly what we could do, I thought, is that for the first sitting, we could focus, anchor either in the breath or the body, so physical sensation, physical sensation of contact. Or we could, the sitting after that, and so when we're walking, I think what we could do with the walking would actually be visual contact. Because in daily life, we have such a lot of feeling tone arising from visual contact. So, I mean, there are lots of things to see here. It's fantastic. From all these spaces over there to the wonderful ducks and little animals over there to going to the toilet to whatever, seeing some rubbish to whatever. So in the walking meditation, I would really encourage you to actually there work more with the visual contact and seeing what is the feeling tone of that visual contact. Because that, and also to play around with, if I look something for a short period, like for a few seconds, what's the feeling tone? If I stay with that contact, visual contact for 30 seconds, does the feeling tone change in any way? So during the walking period, exploring with that. So doing slow walking, whatever walking meditation you like to do, but trying to bring visual awareness of the feeling tone of the visual contact. And then after that, the second sitting I thought we could do with the listening meditation. And so be aware of the sound, and then be aware of the feeling tone of that. Because we'll hear little birdie, tweet, 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 and then and then you'll hear the various other sounds. And just to notice, what's the feeling tone of that? How long does it last? How does it change? So that's what I wanted to suggest we do this morning.